This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. President Joe Biden will make his first address to the U.N. General Assembly Tuesday, and he may face some skepticism over his pledge to work with allies and adversaries alike. Give more details from AP correspondent Sagar Magani.
Less than a month after replacing Donald Trump, the president said he had a clear message for the world.
America is back.
Exciting friendly nations who expected better cooperation. But now, 8 months in, the president's been out of sync with allies over ending the Afghan war, virus travel restrictions, and now a fresh spat with America's oldest ally, France, over a submarine deal. Spokeswoman Jen Psaki says it happens. Nations disagree.
The larger point here, and what you'll hear the president talk about tomorrow, is that we are committed to those alliances, and that always requires work from every president, from every global leader.
And a big emphasis will be on shared challenges like the pandemic and the climate change. Sagar Magani, Washington.
France's top diplomat says there is a crisis of trust in the United States after a Pacific defense deal stung France and left Europe wondering about its longtime ally across the Atlantic. A French foreign minister also said at a news conference that the European countries will not let Washington leave them behind when shaping its foreign policy. Speaking in New York, he reiterated complaints that his country was sandbagged by the submarine deal between the U.S., Britain, and Australia that is now costing France its own contract with Australia. The deal has widely been seen as an effort by the U.S., Britain, and Australia to counter an increasingly assertive China. More at voanews.com. This is VOA News. More than 6,000 Haitians and other migrants have been removed from an encampment at a Texas border town, according to U.S. officials on Monday, as they defended a strong response that included immediately expelling migrants to their impoverished Caribbean country and faced criticism for using horse patrols to stop them from entering the town. During a news conference at the border in Del Rio, Texas, the Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas says a recent earthquake and political instability do not warrant allowing Haitian migrants into the United States. U.S. COVID UK Foreign Minister Elizabeth Truss on Monday welcomed Washington's decision to loosen pandemic-related restrictions for people traveling by air to the U.S. from 33 countries, including China, India, Brazil, and most of Europe. The U.S. in November will reopen for air travelers from 33 countries, including China, India, Brazil, and most of Europe, who are fully vaccinated against COVID-19. That's according to the White House Monday, easing tough pandemic-related travel restrictions imposed beginning last year. COVID-19 has now killed about as many Americans as the 1918 and 19 Spanish flu pandemic, approximately 675,000. The U.S. population a century ago was just one-third of what it is today, meaning the flu cut a much bigger, more lethal swath through the country. Like the Spanish flu, the coronavirus may never entirely disappear from the midst, said scientists, hope that it becomes a mild seasonable bug as human immunity strengthens through vaccination and repeated infection. That could take time, though. A San Antonio doctor who said that he performed an abortion in defiance of a new Texas law has been sued by two people seeking to test the legality of the state's near-total ban on the procedure. Former attorneys in the states of Arkansas and Illinois filed lawsuits Monday against Dr. Alan Braid, who is in a Weekend Washington Post opinion column and became the first Texas abortion provider to publicly reveal that he violated the law that took effect on September 1st. The law says the restriction can only be enforced through private lawsuits. Oscar Steele of Cedarville, Arkansas, near the Oklahoma border, is a former lawyer who said he lost his law license after being convicted of tax fraud in 2010. He said he is not opposed to abortion, but sued to force a court review of Texas anti-abortion law. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.